school 2 weeks ago, I believe, or something like that. And I'm going to get them out of order and mess them up. Brinley, standing next to her, is 13 years old. And Caleb behind me is 16 years old. Benjamin, you still 15? Benjamin's 15 years old. And Joshua back here, come here. Come here, shorty. Come on. Joshua is 6 years old, at least till next week, right? And he'll be 7 years old. Won't you sing something? I still ain't tuned this thing, so we'll let you sing. A little boy that God loved too, and and he saved my soul and gave me a good family and something to do for him. We're looking forward to the day he comes back. We're going to sing another old hymn now called Oh, I Want to See Him.
Thoughts side, but my Lord goes ahead, leads whatever side. Oh, I want. see him look upon his face. There to sing forever of saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past on the last ever to rejoice. Mountain high, and behold my Savior there, leaning in the fire. With tender hand outstretched towards the valley low, guide me, I can see as I onward go. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face, there to sing forever of saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past on the last ever to rejoice. Sing forever of saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, on the last ever to rejoice.
We had a request for Nearer My God to Thee, and we haven't ever played that much, but they're fixing to try it, some of them anyway, whoever's brave enough to do it. To thee. That's the point of this life, is to know our Lord and Savior and then grow nearer and nearer to Him as we grow in the knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ. Come on, Brent. Well, I'm not tuned to see him. Come on, Caleb, you sing. We'll get Brentley singing next. Come on,
my Bible for a roadmap. Ten Commandments, they tell me what to do. The 12 disciples are my road signs, and Jesus will see me through. And there will be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap, and my stop is heaven's on sweet day. My Bible for a roadmap, the children of Israel used it too. They crossed that Red Sea of destruction, for God was there to see them through. And there will be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap, and my stop is heaven's awesome day. Commandments, they tell me what to do. The 12 disciples are my road signs, and Jesus will safely see me through. And there will be no detours in heaven, no rough roads along the way. I'm using my Bible for a roadmap, and my stop is heaven's awesome sweet day.
While walking down a memory lane, a path so long ago, old Satan came right by my side, making me feel low. He brought up thoughts of hurt and pain when I had gone astray. He wanted to discourage me as I walked along my way. He said, "You're undeserving, 'cause I know where you've been. I have a record of your life when you were bound by sin. I know your darkest secrets that you would never tell. What makes you think you don't deserve a place with me in hell?" When I heard the old accuser, well, this was my reply: "You're right for all those things I've done. I sure deserve to die. My righteousness is filthy rags. My goodness is unclean. There's only one thing I can say to what you said to me.
It's under the blood.
Oh, praise his dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life's been changed.
Not shackled by
sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminded.
Victory was given me when I was born again. He washed my stained and sinful past and put new life within. No longer do I bear the mark that sin had brought my way. With happiness and peace of mind, praise God, I now can say.
It's under the blood,
oh, praise His dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life's been changed.
Not shackled by
sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood.
What can wash away my sin?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
What can make me whole again?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
It's under the blood.
Oh, praise His dear name. I'm not what I used to be. My life's been changed.
Not shackled by
sin and shame. It's already gone. I'm happy reminding Him it's under the blood.
Hire me somebody. Walk around with me and tune this banjo as soon as I figure out how to fold it. These kids up here, well, they ain't real good at telling you when it's out, but they ain't real good at helping you get it straightened up. All right. Come on, Brennan. You can hold it.
That I feel, I'm so thrilled by God's goodness, I just can't be still. Want to sing it and shout it and let the people know that I'm saved by His mercy and I'm ready to go.
That's why I'm happy.
Yes, happy.
Happy on my way. Rejoicing and singing His praise every day.
For Jesus is near me and there He will stay.
That's why I'm happy.
Happy on my way. Living in sorrow, doing so wrong, hiding your face from the Savior above, denying yourself of His wonderful love.
That's why I'm happy.
Yes, I'm happy.
Happy on my way. Rejoicing and singing His praise every day.
For Jesus is near me and there He will stay.
That's why I'm happy.
Happy on my way. Wonderful feeling just to know I am saved, and my Savior will guide me till I enter the grave. Then He will greet me at heaven's open door, and I'll live in glory with Him forevermore.
That's why I'm happy.
Yes, I'm happy.
Happy on my way. Rejoicing and singing His praises every day.
For Jesus is near me and there He will stay.
That's why I'm happy.
Happy on my way.
got you heaven, so will you choose heaven as well?
Heaven is bright and happy, there's no sin or sorrow there. Jesus waits beyond glory, where there's peace, life, and joy beyond compare. There's a beautiful place on heaven and an awful place on hell.
That song a long time ago. Seems like I forgot how long ago it was till I was looking at the video where we was practicing, trying to learn it together, and they were pretty short. So it's been a good while ago, but I'm glad the Lord gave her that song and a few more, and she's going to sing another one that she wrote now called Won't Somebody Pray.
Somewhere there's a mama who's just lost her child, and all her grief and pain has taken away her pretty smile. Somewhere there's a boy or girl in the midst of a broken home, searching for some love and peace, they're feeling all alone. Somewhere there's a child who's fighting with all his might, for sickness and disease have come and threatened his little life. Won't somebody pray, oh please? Will somebody pray for the hearts that are hurting? They're broken and they're yearning for some help today. They're counting on somebody who will pray. Somewhere there's a soldier in the battle for the Lord. His faith is being tested. He's weary and he's worn. Somewhere there's a missionary in the work of God. He gets a little lonely, far away from those he loves. Somewhere there's a preacher who's discouraged in the fight. He feels like he's the only one who's standing for the right. Won't somebody pray, oh please? Will somebody pray for the hearts that are hurting? They're broken and they're yearning for some help today. They're counting on somebody who will pray. Somewhere there's a soul who's lost and deep in sin. He doesn't know the Savior, and he has no joy within. He's tried everything in this old world there is to try, but still he has no peace of mind when he goes to sleep at night. And Jesus is his only hope, but this he doesn't know. Somebody's gotta tell him Jesus died to make him whole. Won't somebody pray, oh please? Will somebody pray for the souls who are searching and nothing they try is working? They need the Lord today. They're counting on somebody who will pray. Are you somebody who will pray?
Yeah. Thank the Lord. He gives us the opportunity to pray for those around us, those that know him as their Savior. He gives us the opportunity to pray, and it's so important. That's what he does for us. He's seated at the right hand of the Father making intercessions, the Bible says. I'm thankful that the Lord's praying for me, and I got brethren and friends praying for me. And then the Bible says the Holy Spirit in my heart groans and cries, Abba, Father. Even when I can't pray for myself, the Holy Spirit in my heart cries for me, and I'm thankful for that opportunity and the power of prayer. Why don't we, let's sing another song. It's an old Statler Brothers song I think we did here before the last time, but it's got a whole gospel all the way from the birth to the death to the burial and the resurrection in this one song.
Down in Nazareth, now listen close. She's gonna marry a man named Joseph, but the baby's father is the Holy Ghost. Who do you think could believe such a thing? Could believe that this story is true? Who do you think could believe such a thing? Well, here's hoping to heaven you do. She's had the baby in a barn in Bethlehem, and the star moved down from heaven till it stopped right over them. Then some shepherds said an angel came and told them about the birth. They always knew that men went to heaven, but now God had come down to earth. Who do you think could believe such a thing? Could believe that this story is true? Who do you think could believe such a thing? Well, here's hoping to heaven you do. After death they placed his body in a tomb under the ground, so the disciples couldn't steal it. Many guards were standing round. But after 3 days, to their amazement, the sealed stone was rolled away. And an angel said, He is risen. Come see the place where our Lord.
believe such a thing could believe that this story is true. Who do you think could believe such a thing? Well, here's hoping to heaven you do. Who do you think could believe such a thing could believe that this story is true? Who do you think could believe such a thing? Well, here's hoping to heaven you do.
Showed Adam and Eve how to make a sacrifice, and they showed their children how to make a sacrifice, and then it kind of got lost after that. You didn't see much about sacrifices until Noah had to God had to save him from the flood, and then you heard about Noah making a sacrifice. It just kind of seemed like a word of mouth, never did seem to work. And he gave us a book, and he gave us where we could read about him and learn about him. And if it hadn't been for that, we might be lost and be our parents' fault because they didn't tell us anything about the Lord. But we can all get a book, and there's folks all over this world can get in the book. In the Bible and learn about God, and I'm thankful He did that for us. Let's sing the only thing He bought. We'll do a few more before we run out of time. Sing this song written by a young man who works at a car dealership up in South Carolina called "The Only Thing He Bought."
was born in a stable, in a borrowed manger. He borrowed a lunch to feed a lot of strangers. He borrowed a colt to ride into town on. He borrowed a tomb, but he wouldn't need it long. And the only thing he bought was me. When he shed his blood on Calvary, I'm redeemed by his blood for eternity. Oh, the only thing he bought was me. On the auction block of sin, this world had turned me down. Satan had told me, you're nothing but hellbound. He said, you're never gonna win, your soul's forever lost. But then I heard how Jesus paid it all on that old rugged cross. And the only thing he bought was me. When he shed his blood on Calvary, I'm redeemed by his blood for eternity. Oh, the only thing he bought was me. Forgiven and forgotten, my sins are all gone. I've been bought by the blood of the one who owns it all. And the only thing he bought was me. When he shed his blood on Calvary, I'm redeemed by his blood for eternity. Oh, the only thing he bought was me.
All right, we're going. I think we got time for two more. Come on, we'll do all. Do Trust in Him. This is the title track of, we do have a CD with us if you want one, called Trust in Him. It's got a few songs that Brianna wrote and one my sister wrote and some other folks too, but it's Trust in Him.
All you gotta do is trust in Him. If you have a worry, if you have a care, if you don't know what to do, brother, don't be in despair. Cast all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. On the Lord you can depend, 'cause His word is always true. Trust in Him, for His way is best. Trust in Him, don't worry about the rest. He knows what to do, He'll always see it through. So all you gotta do, trust in Him. Let not your heart be troubled, just believe in the Lord. Don't worry about tomorrow or what it has in store. Be careful for nothing, every need He will supply. Never leave you nor forsake you, He'll stay close by your side. Trust in Him, for His way is best. Trust in Him, don't worry about the rest. He knows what to do, He'll always see it through. So all you gotta do is
just trust in me.
This road of life, God has a plan for you. You were born for a purpose. There's a job for you to do. And though you may not understand it, just follow God's will. Trust Him and obey Him so His plan He can fulfill. Trust in Him, for His way is best. Trust in Him. Don't worry about the rest. He knows what to do. He'll always see it through. So all you gotta do, trust in Him. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He is able to meet our every need. He'll go with us through our trials and struggles. Trust in Him, for His way is best. Trust in Him. Don't worry about the rest. He knows what to do. He'll always through. So all you gotta do is trust in Him.
Thank you so much for letting us come and play tonight. Thank you, Mr. Rusty and Lost Time. We're looking forward to them playing in a minute. We're going to finish with one last song written by a friend of ours, Miss Laura Ruth Gambrell is her name now, of the Nelson family. It's called We're Closer Than We've Ever Been. Do that.
Hearts are growing colder, closer than we've ever been before. And old Satan's getting bolder, 'cause he knows it's almost over. We're closer than we've ever been before. Jesus said He'd come again, but He did not know the day. He told us to take heed
and watch and pray.
Signs have come to pass,
He's even at the door.
We're closer than we've ever been before. Innocent blood now is crying from the millions who are dying. We're closer than we've ever been before. Abominations are abounding, soon that trumpet will be sounding. We're closer than we've ever been before. Jesus said He'd come again, but He did not know the day. He told us to take heed
and watch and pray.
Signs have come to pass, He's even at the door. We're closer than we've ever been before. Arrival, read the pages of your Bible. We're closer than we've ever been before. 'Cause now's the time for revival. When He calls, it will be final. We're closer than we've ever been before. Jesus said He'd come again, but He did not know the day. He told us to take heed
and watch and pray.
The signs have come to pass,
He's even at the door.
We're closer than we've ever been before.
About a hand for the Ellis family, y'all. That's great. I'd like to hear them do one more.
Come on back, Brianna. Brianna. Joshua, get your microphone to help us out. was one of the first songs we learned to play together. I was watching, got out of old computer and was digging through there to see what was in the other day, watching an old video, and it's when I bought the boys both a, I bought him a mandolin, and he was playing on a guitar way bigger than him, and he was going dum, 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 play. There you go. But that's a different song. Amen. This little light of mine.
Y'all enjoy that?
That was great.
I say, if I don't build a fire, any of your wood's wet, is all I know. But it may be wet right now. I tell you what, we may get a lot of rain. Y'all having a good time so far? All right. We appreciate you coming out, braving the weather and all. We're going to take a little break right now. We'll be back in a few minutes, and us and Lost Time's gonna try and do a few for you.